from KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Developers and environmental groups have been fighting over the future of the Lake Tahoe Basin for almost a decade, and that battle comes to a head tomorrow. The governing board of the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency is slated to vote on the first update of its regional growth plan in 25 years. Developers want to build higher structures. Environmentalists worry construction runoff will cloud the famously clear lake. Julie Reagan is the planning agency's external affairs chief. Ms. Reagan, first let's be clear on the agency's position on this plan. You don't think it's perfect, but you are in favor of it.
Yes, we're recommending approval to our governing board. It's not a perfect plan, but it's a tremendous step forward for the environment of Lake Tahoe, and we're really pleased that we've been able to reach out to about 5,000 people in the process of developing this plan, and we have widespread support for the plan.
How does Tahoe's struggling economy stand to benefit from the plan?
We have one of the highest unemployments in the state. We have 80% of our Hispanic community living in poverty. What you have to think in terms of with the Tahoe economy is that we have such high standards for the environment. We were created, my agency, the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, essentially to stop runaway growth, and we succeeded. But the rules that we put in place in the late 80s were so successful that they actually kept people from upgrading their properties in some instances. And what we're hoping to do with the regional plan is to really have a new planning framework that allows property owners to make necessary infrastructure upgrades that will help the lake and will also revitalize our communities.
Now, as I mentioned, the plan would allow for taller buildings in some areas. Paint us a picture of what that might look like.
Sure. A lot has been discussed about height at Lake Tahoe, and I want to be really clear that most areas of Lake Tahoe would see no change in their height restrictions or limitations. What we're looking to do is in a few places around Lake Tahoe, in what we call town centers, places like Kings Beach, Tahoe City, those would be areas that we would concentrate development, and we would allow a couple extra stories of height. We're not talking skyscrapers, a few extra stories. In exchange, we're hoping to have transfers of development in outlying areas where we can restore land, have more open space, and then concentrate that development in town centers where it's closer to transit and trails and walkability is better. So that's really important for folks to know in the Bay Area that we're not looking to have a lot of new high structures around the lake, but we hope to concentrate the development in areas, free up open space in other places, and then we get all these other environmental benefits in the process.
Now, earlier we talked with Laurel Ames of the Tahoe chapter of the Sierra Club, who's criticizing your agency. She says the agency is radically shifting its priorities.
It is a huge shift. It's a 180-degree shift from the regulatory agency it was to the customer-friendly agency it theoretically is going to be, with a plan based on the business community wish list.
Your reaction?
Well, I think we have a misunderstanding of the plan. Actually, the majority of the plan provisions are staying completely in place from today. And today, we are not seeing a run on development at Lake Tahoe. Quite the contrary, we're actually having difficulty attracting any kind of investment in the lake, and we're losing population and we're losing ground as a community. So the main provisions of the plan are staying in place. The main protections, there's no change. What is changing are new incentives to encourage the development footprint that we want to see for the future. And in any environmental policy making, there's always a trade-off of some sort, but we're hoping to get more water quality gains, more air quality, soils and vegetation gains across the board by implementing these new policies.
Julie Reagan, thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Julie Reagan is the External Affairs Director for the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news and a link to the Tahoe Regional Plan online at kqednews.org.